Okay, my friends, this should record okay with no background in it, and at least I can talk to you one way. Thanks for your patience. Looks like we have some bugs to work out on that. I think what we're going to have to do is maybe I'll just break in while people are chatting, and we'll experiment with conversations with smaller groups of people and just see how that works now and then. So we can do this several ways. We can just do the typing chat on Messenger is one way to do it. That is a little slower, but at least that can work. And we might have to just resort to that for a typing chat room for the messages. So we'll experiment with everything and find out what works best. So far, Jason's interview has worked the best, and so we'll take advantage. Looks like we'll need to take advantage of him whenever he's free, and maybe in between, like I say, we will concentrate on the just the typing chat with a little audio mixed in now and then. So anyway, I'm glad that everyone participated as much as they did in the assignment. The assignment was basically to go out and find another spiritual group and post a link to something from the keys. This could be like one of my quotes or one of my posts somewhere or something from the website, something that's been posted on the keys. To be able to throw out a net. As long as there's a link on there that they can type on or click on that will bring them closer to us or give them access so maybe they can check out the keys and join. So we're getting a number of new members, which is good. And hopefully this is a result of some of the work that people have put in. That's not very hard. What remember what I said is we don't want to make a nuisance of ourselves in doing this. But when you experiment with these, just investigate these different groups that's out there. There's hundreds of them. Go ahead and join a number of them. I notice some people are members of hundreds of groups. I don't know why one would want to be a member of 100 or more groups, but I noticed quite a few people are, which is amazing. So a lot of people are really into surfing around different groups and trying to find something they're interested in. And so I advise you to do that. I don't advise you to join 100 or so, but find maybe a dozen to join that you like, that sound interesting. Investigate them. If they're completely kind of not appropriate for our type of thinking, then just unjoin them and then join something else and check that out. Keep checking out different groups until you find, say, half a dozen that you're comfortable with, and then go to the groups and look in them and check out the conversations. As the conversation is going along, it might occur to you, well, one of JJ's quotes here might kind of stimulate the discussion, and so just throw in that quote. Or you might think, well, one of JJ's talks on the beast might kind of fit in here, or posts on the beast. And so you could throw in that link, say, hey, this is going to shed some light on this subject. And this way, we can get the teachings out there and stimulate the interest. I'm not really excited about getting my name out, but it's an essential thing that we have to do to make this work, to throw out a net. So the more that you can get J.J. Dewey out there, and people will see that, and they'll think, isn't that guy that I've heard that name before. What's he up to? And so the more the keys of knowledge gets out there, and my name gets out there, the more interest that will eventually be sparked, and we can bring people into the keys, and then maybe one out of 20 people who come into the keys might be a molecular prospect, and then we'll bring the good ones into the molecular group. So anyway, that's kind of the plan there. Now, for next week's assignment, I'll type this up. Is I'm going to make this more your responsibility. For next week's assignment, I want everyone to do one thing, at least one thing. Hopefully it's a dozen things or a couple dozen, but your assignment is to just do one thing that will help and promote the work of bringing people to the keys of knowledge and eventually to the molecular group. That could be working with a friend. It could be going to one of the groups online and posting something. It could be a number of things. Use your imagination. I want you to do one thing and then say mission accomplished, and then give a sentence or two about what it is. Then we're going to tabulate the ones that completed this assignment and made a note of it online or contacted me somehow and let me know. So that's a pretty simple assignment. I'm making these simple. This will be the third time. After the third time, it'll give me an idea of who's responsive. I want to know who's responsive, because we cannot make online triads out of people that are just casually interested. We have to make online triads out of people that can respond. And so this is a test for responsiveness as much as it is to see who will actually go out and do some work. But in the end, getting work done will be the important thing. Because if we can't get the work done, then we're just like any other group out there. Because there's hundreds of groups out there that just sit around and talk about spiritual ideas and principles. And if we just are one more group that does that, then we're no different than everybody else. It doesn't hurt anything, and it helps shed the light a little. But in the molecular relationship, we want to create a burst of light. And the burst of light will come when an actual molecule is created. It will be a burst like an intensity like you won't believe if you're able to participate in that. It'll be intensity like you're on fire. Remember in the day of Pentecost, fire appeared over their heads. They also felt like they were on fire, believe me. Okay, now one thing I want to make a note of is the difference. There's a difference between going out and just promoting faith-promoting things or good things and promoting things that bring people into the work. It's good to go out there and promote DK and theosophy and spiritual things. But like I said, we don't want to be just another group. We want to be able to throw a net and bring people in. And to do this, the work that we're going to do in the molecule won't be just to spread spiritual teachings. It'll be to throw a net of a specific kind, do a specific kind of work. First of all, to throw out light that will bring people specifically toward either the keys or my website. And then from there, the cream of them into the molecule. Then we'll also be doing different types of group work. We're going to create triangles. Now, if you, any of you, those of you who are familiar with Alice A. Bailey works, DK stresses the need to create triangles. Triangles are three people that get together and say the great invocation, and the triangular relationship adds intensity to the power of the great invocation. Now, well, we're going to create triangles of atoms, and an atom is a unit, male-female unit. So we're going to create triangles of couples, which should be extra potent. And that one of the things we will do is add to DK's work there of saying the great invocation, as well as the song of the 144,000, and adding potency to these invocations. So that's one of the things we will be doing. And we'll be doing a number of specific assignments. So for those that want to participate in the virtual molecule, hopefully you'll have a little bit of spare time to dedicate to accomplishing various types of work. And also, another thing we'll be doing is healing for our own group. Always seems to be a number of people having physical problems and sometimes other problems. And so we will be doing online meditations and prayers to help those who need help. So on the chat room, the chat room isn't a very good place to do it because there's so much activity there at you're lost pretty soon. But on the molecular site, perhaps we can make a I'll make a post of those that need extra energy sent to them, and we can make them the center of attention for sending positive healing energy at various times. It's most potent if we all do it at the same time. If I just say it now, since this is recorded, everybody would do it at a different time. So we could set up a time in the Dan's chat room, Molecular Biz, I think it's called, where we do the more serious stuff, and set up a time maybe once a week where people get together, and we could do this. We don't need audio for this. We could type it in, and then at a certain time, all of us say the song of the 144,000 and send energy first to the whole group, and then to specific people that need additional healing energy. Okay. That should cover it for now. I'm going to type in the new assignment, and so everybody can read it as well as hear it. So again, I appreciate everyone's patience on this, and sorry for the problems we're having, but it's a problem we're all having together. So as far as being able to communicate audio and visual. But on the bright side, Jason's plan seems to work, and so we'll take advantage of him as much as possible. It looks like that's by far the best bet we've come across so far. Okay, over and out. Talk to you all later.